I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Scientists say more ticks in Connecticut are testing positive for the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Connecticut's Agricultural Experiment Station has been testing ticks for Lyme disease since 1990. Over the last 25 years, the state has gathered a lot of information about black-legged or deer ticks, which transmit Lyme disease to humans through bites. Gudars Molai is a research scientist with the state, and he says his office has examined nearly 12,000 black-legged ticks during the last 5 years. On average, scientists found about 27% of them tested positive for Lyme disease.
However, this year, we are early in the season, and so far we have found that nearly 34% of these ticks are infected with Lyme disease.
That's a 7% increase over the average of the last 5 years. Molai says one obvious explanation for the rise is an increase in deer populations. Changing weather and temperatures are also being considered, but Molai says drawing any conclusions there is beyond the scope of his office. The experiment station is also reporting a rise in two other infections carried by black-legged ticks, babesiosis and anaplasmosis. Both can cause fevers, muscle pain, and headaches. Rates of those pathogens are still relatively low, but the state will be tracking it. Meanwhile, Molai says people headed outdoors this summer should walk in the center of trails, wear bug spray, and always shower and do a tick check after a hike. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.